Joining us, coming up in the movie called The Squeeze, a little golf movie, Jillian Murray. Jillian, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you so much.
So I got to ask. Go ahead.
It's really funny about big hair. My hair is a little big right now.
Yeah, but neither one of us really have much hair anyway, so any hair is more than we both have combined.
Perfect.
So I got to ask you right out of the gate here. You know, you're in The Squeeze. It's a movie about golf. You hit some shots in it. Had you ever played golf before? What's your golf background? What's your pedigree on the golf course?
My golf background is Wii golf, and that is the extent of my golf background. But when I booked this, I had 3 months of training at Bel Air Country Club. So I did get a lot of one-on-one time, thankfully, because Terry really wanted it to be authentic. So I did learn for the film, but I definitely did not try it before this.
Now, did you get hooked by the golf bug, or are you done with it?
I would definitely do it again, but I think that I have other talents that maybe I should stick to some other sports before golf. It's not that easy. That's the thing. It looks much easier than it is, and it gets frustrating.
Well, believe me, I've been playing for 37, 8 years or whatever it is like that. And it doesn't matter how much you play, how long you've played, it's still frustrating. And you still want to throw clubs and break them. So you got that going for you.
Good, good. I thought it was just my temper tantrum.
So what other sports are you much more talented in than golf?
Actually, I pole dance. And that's pretty much about it. I used to play soccer when I was younger, but I haven't since I started acting in L.A. You can't do many sports because you take chances at, banging up your face, and there goes your career.
Yeah, no, that's okay. The pole dancing will do.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Pole dance is okay.
It's very good exercise.
It is. I have a pole installed in my house. So I have the option to keep on trying every other night. So it's great, yeah.
Well, it was funny when I used to travel once in a while with the NASCAR circuit covering it, and there was one of the driver's wives had a pole in the middle of her RV, and at 10 a.m. on race day, every race day, about six of the driver's wives would get together in that RV and pole dance for 90 minutes.
Oh, my God, at 10 a.m.?
Yes, at 10 a.m. Wait,
wow.
That's the only thing that slowed you down was 10 a.m.?
Yeah, that's the only thing that slowed me down. I'm like, that's early for me to get on that pole.
All right.
All right, so for being new to golf and having to kind of go through the ringer for 3 months, were you surprised at how much physical, destruction golf does to your body? I mean, it's not an easy sport if you're sitting there just pounding golf ball after golf ball, is it?
The thing that I noticed was my hip flexors. That's what I needed. I didn't realize the stretching for the hamstrings and the hip flexors, like how crucial it was to be very, very loose there.
All right. Well, before this show takes a turn for the R-rated,
I want to talk more about hip flexors on Jillian, but that's beside the point.
Take us through the movie, the synopsis of the movie. We both have watched it, but let our listeners know what to expect. What's the movie about?
Tease them a little bit.
It's actually a sweet film. It's not. It starts out with a couple. It's Jeremy Sumpter and myself. He plays Augie, and I play Natalie. And they come from a very small town, and he's really, really good at golf. And he's making his way in that small town and getting known. And then a guy comes into town, Christopher McDonald, and he pretty much tempts him with money, and he gets stuck in the gambling world, gambling with the golf. And I don't believe in that. My character is really against, pretty much gambling and anything to do with not being directly honest with somebody. And so she kind of, distances herself, and he gets stuck in a squeeze, and she has to pull him out.
Yes, you do. And, and for those people that don't know, they might know the name Chris McDonald. Chris McDonald was Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Yes.
And
that's all I remember him for. I just want to call him Shooter every time I see him.
did anybody on the this is Shooter's tour? Because that's his tagline, kind of, this is Shooter's tour.
But you know what? He kind of plays a similar character I guess who he is kind of very theatrical. Like, he has big facial expressions, and you kind of think of Shooter McGavin all the time.
Yeah, he's really good at shady golf guy, I think is
definitely.
That's sort of his niche. Golf. Yeah.
Now, we can't really give away what happens in the movie, but, you know, there's an ending that may be a little bit unexpected, and this movie kind of runs through the gambit of emotions, and it kind of, for me, it touches on real life, how real life sometimes gets in the way of your best dreams. Is that a fair thing to say about the movie?
I think that we all kind of are given different paths to make it easier and options, and I guess it shows, you know, what type of character you are and what direction you choose to go. And I think the temptation is kind of, I guess everyone can relate to that. The easy way out, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and it kind of, there's some parts that pull at your heartstrings, and then there's some parts where you want revenge. And, you know, it runs a gambit of emotions, you know, for a movie of this style, for it to be more of a golf movie, if you will. And one of the things that you said before is that, you know, Terry really wanted this movie to have some realistic golf, unlike a lot of golf movies that you see. I mean, honestly, Tin Cup, I mean, Kevin Costner didn't have the greatest of golf swings. And I've got to say that, you know, there's some pretty good golf being played by you know, Jeremy Sumpter, and I forget the guy's name who played, who was the USAM champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, in the movie, you don't even see how great they are. When I'm on set with them, they are such fantastic golfers in real life. They're just perfect. So it's really intimidating, actually. And Terry and Anne, the director, and his wife, who's the producer, they're golfers as well. So, I mean, everyone pretty much plays golf on every day off during the filming. So I was pretty much the only person there that wasn't, like, an avid golfer.
You were the only person pole dancing.
Yeah, I was looking for the pole.
Well, my question for you with regard to the talent of these people on set, you know, is it difficult to stay in character if there's shot after shot after shot of golf being played that you have to stay in character? Or is it more difficult in, say, an action adventure horror movie type of thing? I mean, as far as challenges for you as an actress, what were you facing in repeated, you know, takes on this film?
I think the challenges were I had to juggle not just, like, you know, throwing an accent in and you know, my dialogue and all that stuff, but I had to worry about, in the middle of this scene, you have to run up to that ball and you have to hit it perfectly. And to be honest, every day before I got to set, I had to reset and remember how to correctly do it. My brain did not, it wasn't muscle memory for me. Like, I didn't remember the stance. I had to have someone, like, put me in position, let me hit a few balls, and then start the day. Because I would just get throughout. It's weird.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we can tell our listeners this. I mean, one of the opening scenes of the movie, you and the other characters are playing basically what is cross-country golf, which, you know,
right,
you start in...
We really were playing that.
Yeah, you start in one end of the town, and you guys say the first person who can hole it out at the Muni wins. And so you're running up to a ball, sort of Happy Gilmore-ing it. You're trying to hit it over things, you know, down hallways and things like that. So that was no joke. It was certainly a test. So you're telling me that was legit?
Yeah, that's legit. We were literally, like, we'd be running. They'd have cameras chasing us. And then, you know, you'd have some dialogue, run, get that ball, throw, hit that mark. There'd be a mark where you'd have to hit with the ball. And so, you know, it adds an extra thing to juggle when you're trying to focus on hitting your marks as an actor and then hitting, you know, the ball as with a mark, too. So, it's a little extra.
Again, we're talking with actress Gillian Murray, who plays Natalie in the movie The Squeeze, coming out April 17th. And so we got that, looking forward to that. And did you get to meet the real-life Augie? Who this is based on, no?
I think he came. I think someone came to set that I wasn't working that day.
Mm.
I think it was in North Carolina someone came to set, because we filmed in North Carolina and in Las Vegas. And I had about a four-day break between the two cities. And I think during that time, someone came to set, and I think it was who it was about.
Where were you filming in North Carolina?
In Wilmington.
Ah, very nice.
Have you been to Wilmington?
I have not.
You've not?
I've never been to
Wilmington. Awesome.
I'm going to get there shortly, though, but So, yeah, so that must have been fun. But, you know, and so from your perspective, I mean, understanding how the movie plays out and everything, can you imagine being Augie, being that character and what he went through from just in the concept of the movie, what he went through?
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely got into the thick of it in Vegas. You can see he had a good heart throughout the whole film, but yeah, he definitely, but you know, it's young boys make decisions that are not necessarily the greatest, and I think he was proving with that.
Middle-aged. That
young mid-20s.
Yeah, middle-aged boys do make the same bad decisions.
So I got to ask you, what's...
Austin, I was like, do you want me or the money? And he chose the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Error.
Dummy.
Epic fail.
Yeah, epic fail. So what's coming up for you? I know you've produced some stuff, you've acted in a bunch of movies, and you've also been a body model for a video game. So what's next for you?
Currently, I wrapped a movie yesterday, so I just finished a film, and then I'm right now currently on a show called Murder in the First.
So tell our listeners, you know, when it comes April 17th, where can they see this? How can they find it? What are we talking about for the release?
It's going to be a limited theatrical release throughout America, and then it's going to be video on demand. And as of now, that's I think it's going to be just in I think it's in every major city, but it's not going to be at every single theater.
Okay,
excellent.
But
excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be easily found for sure.
All right. Well, Jillian, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we're going to keep our eyes out for you. And you never know, we may see pole dancing in a movie out of you. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Probably not.
Some of us are going to hold out hope.
If it was good enough for Demi Moore.
true. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Well,
thanks
a lot.
Jillian.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
That's Jillian Murray, actress playing Natalie in the movie The Squeeze coming up.